Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, the Jeanette and Jay John Show. Jay John here today for this podcast. Don't forget, if you like our podcast, we would really love if you could subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. And if you do that, please rate and review us because it helps more people find out about our interviews like the one we're about to do now. Of course, our app is also available on both Android and iOS. So if you want to hear Asia Wide Hits 24/7, that's the way to do it. And we are privileged to be speaking to Crystal today. How are you going?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've been very excited about having a chat to you because there's so much we want to know about you.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for having me here.
Well, can we take it back to the start? When did you first pick up a microphone and where did you start singing?
Right. So the first time I guess, picked up a microphone would be at church. I was kind of forced into it, though. There was like a little group of kids, and they wanted us to sing and entertain the adults. So that's really how I started. And then after that, growing up, I guess in my early 20s is when I really started to start my own musical career. And I started singing hooks for rappers. And so I teamed up with someone that I knew who owned a studio. And that's actually how I got free studio time, was to sing for his clients. And in turn, they would essentially be paying for my studio time.
Fantastic.
That's how I got started.
That's a little bit of a contrast from singing at a church, right?
Right, exactly.
would I assume that you are from a musical family? Then, like, you've got family members that would have also sang at church, or
right? So my mom sang opera for a little bit, and then my aunt as well. So I guess I did come from a pretty musical background. My brother also sings, and we kind of sang together for a little bit. But yeah, for the most part, my family is pretty musical.
Well, K-pop star was probably the ultimate breakthrough for you as an artist. I mean, from my perspective, I'm wondering what you feel would have been your most eventful moment before joining that competition.
Well, before, like I said, I had started doing hooks for rappers, and then eventually I kind of got tired of doing that and wanted to make my own music. So I went over to a different recording studio, met a bunch of people. Chicago's a great place to network, especially for an artist, an upcoming artist as well. So I met a lot of new people, new artists, and they introduced me to other musicians, and that's how I really got started. So for me, I think just getting to know people in Chicago was a really monumental moment for me and established who I am today as an artist. So yeah, K-pop, the show helped a lot and it boosted, you know, my clout, I guess. But for the most part, I think I will forever be thankful to Chicago for helping me be able to like root myself as an artist.
Yeah, from what I've seen, Chicago is a beautiful part of the world and it's actually a sister city of ours here in Melbourne. So there you go. We've got something in common.
Definitely.
K-pop star 5, obviously a huge deal. Auditions for the show in Seoul, throughout Korea, internationally, also here in Melbourne. What was your prime motivation for auditioning for the show?
So I am not quite sure if I can say this,
okay.
But I got scouted out. I didn't go to auditions. They asked me to, they asked me to audition. And initially I had said no, just cause I don't really listen to K-pop music.
Yeah.
But, I guess the main reason why I decided to go audition is cause my dad lives out there. And so I figured it would be a good opportunity to like, not only see if I can make it over there, but also to see my father. Cause prior to that I had tried to audition for The Voice and like other audition programs, and I didn't make it. So I thought, you know, one last try before I stop doing audition programs.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
That's almost a working holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you a naturally confident person or do you think you are quite nervous?
So it's actually funny that you bring that up because a lot of people will always tell me like, oh, you know, very admirable for not being nervous. But if you look closely, although my face is pretty stone cut, my legs actually shake a lot. Yeah. So if you look closely, you can see my legs shaking at my performances. But to answer your question, naturally, I know when not to be afraid, I think is the best answer that I have for that.
If you get on stage tonight in Brisbane and everyone's just looking at your legs, you know why that's happening, right?
Right.
Just waiting for you to fall over.
Set myself up.
Well, a very similar question. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
So I'm, and like only my closest friends know this, but I'm actually a social introvert. So I love being around people. I love meeting new people. But after like a day or two of being around just a lot of people or interacting with people, I get very mentally drained. Mm. So I need like at least a full day by myself. I have like crystal days. So I'll just like walk around, go people watching, go to like a cafe or go on a walk or something. So yeah, I guess I'm a social introvert.
Crystal, that's really important, isn't it? Because especially when you're a very busy person and you want to achieve a lot, you need to have that downtime to relax and, I guess, regenerate, right?
Exactly.
It's something I forget. I work my day job at a volunteer organization of 300 people, and by Saturday, I can tell you I'm exhausted.
I bet.
Can you describe how you felt when it was announced that you had won K-pop Star Season 5?
I was very shocked. Like, to be very, very honest, I was really shocked because the first song, for the last episode, there's two songs that you have to sing. So for this first song, I just felt like I did really bad. I felt like I didn't really do as well as I wanted to. But then the second song, my mentality was, you know, you came this far, just do what you can. And if it's not enough, then that's fine. At least, you know, you did what you could. So then the second song, I just kind of went all out. And then when they said that I won, I was super shocked and mind blowing.
Do you think that maybe you took some pressure off yourself because you were like, you know what, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'll be okay. And then once you sort of had that mentality, then it was, you were able to just get up there and have some fun.
Exactly. And I think that's like one of the main things I struggled with while being on the show is, you know, it's not my show and I have to kind of like listen to the producers, and if they have a sense of direction that they want me to go in, you know, I have to follow that. So I think for the last song of the last episode that I was on, I was just like, you know, how about we try to do it my way and let's just give it all we got. Yeah. And then if that's, you know, not enough, then it's okay. So yeah, exactly. Like, I think I took that pressure off myself.
A wise man, a mentor of mine, G-Dragon, once said, why so serious? I think that's a lesson for us all, right?
Exactly.
Well, you've become a household name to so many people across Korea and across the globe now. It must be a good feeling, right?
It is. It's a great feeling just to know that I can somehow influence different parts of the world, but same time, it's a lot of pressure.
Well, tell us about that pressure. Do you feel there's pressure to deliver for your fans or even your family, perhaps the company after being signed up to them?
I think one of the main pressures is to try to, like, I'm a very strong person, but like my character is very strong, and I'm like, I say what's on my mind. I don't waste my time lying or acting fake. Mm. And I think that's something that not a lot of people are used to out there. So for me to have to dial that down a little that's a lot of pressure. And also to like stick within this cookie cutter Korean perfect girl, I feel like is a lot of pressure on myself as well. Just because with an American mindset, it's a lot different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the Korean industry over the years, obviously more and more Korean Americans and Korean Australians, British, have been going over there and joining the industry. And over the years, we've talked to quite a few people like Sam from Lunafly, all sorts of people. And it seems like, you know, there can be some challenges associated actually with joining the industry and having a different viewpoint. But there's got to be a few things that you can teach the locals as well about the ways to look at work. And you're probably learning things from them at the same time, right?
Definitely. I've definitely learned a lot, not only about myself, but also the music industry and how it works over there. And like the positive, there are a lot of positive things over there in terms of like the music industry. So definitely been a learning experience.
So you're back in Chicago now. Oh, well, you're in Brisbane now, but you've moved back to Chicago.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've got two homes now between Chicago and Seoul?
Yeah, I think Chicago will always be my base, obviously. But yeah, it's kind of confusing now whenever I'm talking to my mom and I'm like, oh, well, I'm just going to go home. And then I confuse myself because it's like, well, Korea is going to be my new home. But Chicago will always be like my first home, you know?
Well, you're currently in Brisbane and you're not too far from stepping out on the stage for the BMAC and Utopia Entertainment K-pop Culture Event, World Music Cafe. What a mouthful. what can attendees expect for your performance tonight?
I think with this performance, I just wanted to show and sing things that or sing songs that I wasn't able to on the show, just to show a bit more of who I really am and what I'm really interested in. I am like really glad that I'm here because I'm able to share music that I enjoy with people who also enjoy music, you know, and I feel like the music industry is so great for that aspect of like being able to share other types of music that other people haven't heard before and, you know, just spread this knowledge on, I guess, other types of music, as redundant as that one.
Do you have a favorite song at the moment?
Yes, I do.
What
there's,
is it?
There's this artist, his name is Daniel Caesar, and he is from Toronto, I believe, and he just recently popped off in America. He has a song called Get You. I'm actually going to be performing it at the BMAC concert, so it should be cool. But yeah, he's an amazing singer. I was one of the openers for him at a show in Philadelphia recently, but he's a very, very amazing artist, and the song is amazing as well.
Wow. We'll have to look out for that one as well, so thanks for letting us know. Do you have any sort of knowledge of any local Australian performers? Like, is there any particular Australian songs that you've liked over the years?
So I actually love Hiatus Coyote.
Oh, wow.
I've been following them for quite some time, and they actually came to Chicago. I wasn't able to go to the concert, but I heard it was amazing. So I love them. There's this other artist. His name is Nick Hakim. And I asked a couple of people here if they knew them or knew him, but they said no, but he's also very amazing. So definitely should check him out.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, Crystal, we have to ask you the standard questions in an interview on Australian radio. It either needs to center around eating Vegemite, taking photos with kangaroos or koalas. We saw you got to selfie with a kangaroo recently.
Yes.
Are you going to, you know, you're looking for other things to do before you head back? Is there anything else on your list?
I'm not sure if I'll have any more time, but I really wanted to go. I'm like super into like nature, and I go to Seattle and Portland quite often, and they have like, and California especially, but they have like amazing like nature type of things to do. So I wanted to check out a couple of rainforests before I left, but not quite sure if I'll have time. Maybe I'll save that for the next trip though.
You're definitely in a great place, a great part of the world to be checking out nature. I would recommend the Great Barrier Reef before it completely dies, which is terrible. We're not looking after it the way we should be, and that's not good at all. Any chance that any other Australian cities might get a chance to see you sometime soon?
I'm hoping so. I actually will be moving to Korea in the beginning of August, so the rest of my plans or the rest of my tours will be through them, but they actually were very happy that I came out this way, so I'm pretty sure if anyone wanted to have me come out to any other part of Australia, my label would give me the okay without a question.
Awesome. Well, we'll have to get the word out there because we'd love to see you here in Melbourne, and I'm sure in Sydney and a few other cities.
Definitely.
What's the best way that our listeners and us can support you and your work?
You guys have definitely been doing a great job of supporting me because I feel the love from wherever I am, no matter where I go. So I just really appreciative of that. I think, you know, just to keep supporting, I think keep an open mind is, I think, my biggest yearning for my fans and my listeners. And just explore other forms of art, I think definitely would help too.
And just keep in mind that if you do get a chance to speak to Crystal face to face and she opens up and speaks her mind, she's doing it from a place of love.
Right. I won't say anything mean.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you because we love your work and what you've been doing over the years, and we just can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you like what you hear, we hope you can go to iTunes, search for Asian Pop Radio, and subscribe to us. It's nice and easy. And if you do that, please rate and review so more people find out about us. You can head to asianpopradio.com for more about us, or you can download our app free via the App Store. Just search for Asian Pop Radio and you'll find it on iOS and Android. Special thanks to Jim at Utopia Entertainment for always being a good supporter of us, and we'll always support you guys and the things you do. Thanks, Jim.